Proclamation number 7213, dated the November 21st, 1958. State of responsibility. Receptive hearts. You pass through countless stages. Thus you are looking back on an infinitely long path of development, on a time span which you are unable to measure because you are incapable of grasping such infinitely long periods of time. Still, there behind you now or you wouldn't live on this earth. Although a retrospection of the time behind you would certainly make you better understand the importance of your life on earth, it would not help your soul as it would only travel its earthly path driven by fear if it were able to remember the past and became conscious of the endless agonies it previously had to suffer during the time of higher development. Nevertheless, the fact cannot be denied that you had to live through such a period of development and that this period has almost reached its end now. But the latter is determined by yourselves. The gravity of your earthly progress rests in the fact that you can end an infinitely long-lasting state of torment or prolong it again endlessly, that you shape your future destiny yourselves during the time of your life on earth. For an infinitely long time you could not be held to account, since during that time you had to live according to divine will, you were subject to the law of compulsion, you were subordinated to the law of divine order and had to act according to God's will. And in this law of compulsion you moved upwards again to the point that the embodiment as a human being could take place. But now your life is no longer free of responsibility, for you determine its course and the success of your free will yourselves. And this time is only very short and every person could live it expediently and gain the highest possible perfection from it, for all means are given to him. Nothing impossible is expected of him. Instead, he is helped in every way, his weakness and imperfection are in every way accounted for, so that all means which enable his soul's full maturing and free will are at his disposal. However, he is expected to rise above himself. A personal effort is expected of the human being which neither another person nor a spiritual being of light can provide for him, otherwise there would truly be no unredeemed soul on earth anymore, because the love of these beings would already have redeemed everything that is still wretched. The final perfection, however, must be accomplished by the person himself. And he can certainly do it, for God's love is so great that it pours unmerited blessings over all his living creations in order to fetch them back into the Father's house, in order to win them over for himself and to save them from the adversary, who had held them captive for an infinitely long time. But his greater than great love cannot work unlawfully, it must, in order to become effective, find open hearts into which it can flow unimpeded. And this opening of the here must be done by every person himself. Free will has to become active. The person must consciously desire God and his illumination of love. Then he will also become voluntarily receptive to the divine flow of love, and then there cannot be any other way but at an ascent to higher spheres, to the light, to God. For the love of God is so strong that it will draw everything to itself that does not resist. The very short lifetime on earth is intended to achieve the human being's return to God. It is intended to eliminate the resistance. The human being is meant to overcome himself, since at the start of his embodiment as a human being he is still in opposition and strongly holds on to God's adversary who uses every influence in order to reinforce the person's opposition. And this opposition consists of the fact that the human being nurtures selfish love, which totally contradicts the love of God and which is like a closed door which does not allow anything through it. Because selfish love believes itself to be self-sufficient and thereby only proves its own arrogance, which is part of God's adversary. Humility, however, recognizes its Lord and God. A humble heart pleads for mercy and widely opens its door for the one who wants to favor it with his love. The point of earthly life is that the human being should relinquish his resistance, which irrevocably ties him to God's adversary, that his free will seeks his God and Father and appeals to him for grace. Then it will truly be granted to him in abundance, and his life on earth will not be in vain, for divine love will flow to him in profusion, and since love is light and strength, the soul must become bright and strong and mature during its lifetime on earth, regardless of how short it is compared to the infinitely long time before. A receptive heart is the guarantee that it will attain perfection, for where the love of God can shine, darkness can no longer exist. There will only be light and happiness, the entitlement of perfection, the entitlement of beings who voluntarily attained perfection on earth. Amen.